other things you say when you're not quite sure what to say. We are doing a new episode of All Consumed, and we are Chris Osborne and
Neil Davey.
Yes, and we are at Slice Club, New York style pizza in Hackney Wick, somewhere I love. I've talked about them on this podcast.
You
before.
Have indeed.
Talk about it before we recorded. Maybe not technically the greatest pizza in London, but I think my favorite pizza in London, New York style, by the slice, quality, no surprises. This is good and yummy,
really,
and a nice, affordable treat. What did you think about it, Neil?
Really decent, really good. As we were saying while eating slices of pizza, I went margarita, and they do a kind of like sort of like a, almost a Philly style. Well, I guess the Philly sandwich is a tribute to the whole pork and broccoli pasta sauce. It's really decent, good value, and I'm surprised more places don't do things by the slice.
Yeah, because it kind of feels like a secret over here. They recently moved. They're just like 2 minutes walk from where they used to be, but I was devastated when I went up to where they used to be and it wasn't there. Luckily, I did a Google and found out they're just around the corner, essentially. So that's good.
It's a nice little spot here.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtyards. There's a bar. There's a coffee.
Makes
place.
More sense, I think, where they are now compared to where they used to be. But what I like about where they used to be is there's also another place that you and I went to coming here. Somewhere I've also met, maybe even on our last episode, and that's Luke Brothers Convenience Store, also in Hackney Wick. And had some dumplings before our pizza. Okay, the perfect starter.
Really was. I was like,
slices of pizza.
It's also nice. We're recording this on Valentine's Day.
We're spending it with some
of our favorite things, of dumplings and slices of pizza.
We're putting as much pressure on our hearts as we can with dumplings and pizza. Yes.
Really good dumplings.
What did you think about Luke Brothers?
Luke's was terrific. Really just... really good value as well. Like sort of,
People just walking by, seeing the food, we're like, "Oh my god, that was
delicious!" Yeah. So we advertise for them while sitting outside, which is nice. Really good. Yeah, we did the mushroom dumplings and the pork dumplings. One with a portion of cold sesame noodles, also delicious. Yeah, really short, simple menu, but doing everything. Everything we tried. And I know you've tried some other stuff. Everything right.
So it's nice.
Decent, simple, straightforward, good
Moorish,
value.
Good value. Friendly folks there. I like the vibe there. I just think it's nice and homey.
Yeah.
So kind of comfort food corner over here in Hackney Wick. There's more great places.
It really is. When the overground's working, which it wasn't necessarily this morning, it's really good. That's one of the reasons I really enjoy doing what we do with this, is that, you know, come and explore different bits of London. It forces me onto random bits of overground and other train lines and buses and stuff, and find all sorts of bits would not necessarily have come and found. And also realizing when everything's working, just how easy it is to get from Camden Road to Hackney, which should have been about 25 minutes. Hackney Wick station is literally 90 seconds from the dumplings and the slice. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, for me, I rode my bike down here from Walthamstow. It's really pleasant along the River Lee. I just like riding around Hackney Wick, and also the Olympic Park's just across the canal there. That's fun for riding around as well. So this is like a real treat for me to just sort of cycle into Hackney Wick, have something yummy, cycle back home.
I think this is what we miss in North London, right? These little... I loathe to use the word edgy, but I guess places that are...
Well, Hackney Wick's a little edgy. It used to be edgier.
Other spaces where you can't
be a lot
do this
edgier.
Kind of stuff. And, little sort of outlets. Yeah, whereas North London, we still haven't quite... We've got a lot of closed shops that either turn into charity shops or vape stores.
Yeah.
Where you're like, could someone just open a slice shop? Could we have a decent bakery in Finchley? Could we get something a little different, a little bit more... cutting edge on the culinary scene wouldn't be nice, but it doesn't seem to happen in my bit of North London, which is odd, because you'd have thought there'd be the take up, there's an audience waiting for it. We do get the occasional little gem, but everything tends to drift east or tends to drift south. I think, I think our list of potential things is mostly this direction. Maybe after Kings Cross, we've got the new dim sum duck. New dim sum duck, I think we should definitely.
Just up the street from the old dim sum duck, which was great. You've never been there, have you?
I did.
Oh, yeah, it's great, huh?
Yeah. I know it's now bigger, so easier to queue.
Okay, I got lucky, though. The only time I'd been to the original spot, it was maybe a 5-minute wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was such a good place. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about these commutes and everything and little trips. I think the more interesting trip is the one you just went on recently that you might want to share with us.
It was calorific. Foodie trip. Been celebrating a landmark life event. A big wedding anniversary.
Wow.
It's been lovely.
But you're married?
Yeah. Oh. I know. Sorry. I feel I'm here under false pretenses on Valentine's Day. So we took a little trip up to some places that we really like to go in the north. So we did lunch at the Parker's Arms, the wonderful Parker's Arms.
You mentioned that place before.
Yeah,
so
more than...
definitely a favorite of yours, yeah.
It's terrific. They're a former winner of the Estrella Damm. They've been number one 3 or 4 years ago. As far as I can remember, they've always been in the top 10. First came across them really in lockdown when they started selling their pies on a national basis. Mm-hmm. The chef, Stosey, is a master of pies. Her trick, if you call it a trick, is to use the rendered fat of the animal within the pie to make the pastry containing the pie. But all of her food, and there's a pure sense of hospitality to what they do. So as Stosey, her business partner, Kath's brother AJ, runs the place. It's tucked in a place called Newton Boland, just outside of Clitheroe. It is pretty much a sort of destination place. You do have to make an effort to get there. But dear Lord, the hospitality and the food and everything is just great.
Yeah.
And then we also went to Longclune, which I think was recently voted the best restaurant in the UK or the best restaurant in Europe. One of those. It's 3 stars. Funnily enough, we were there the night after it maintained its 3 stars.
Oh.
Fancy. Also, on that note, mentioned Vrac in a previous edition of this little place in Guernsey, and they got their 1 star, which is lovely.
Okay.
So, congratulations, Nathan and team. But yeah, Longclune, absolutely fascinating. It's 15 remarkable courses, full-on tasting menu, amazing non-alcoholic pairings and wine pairings. Lovely team, really nicely informal, but you're not quite the altar of food. But it is one of those things. It's the kind of thing you couldn't do it every day. You couldn't do it every week. Not least because it's the price of a small second-hand car for 2 people. But it's that sense of, I guess it's like high fashion. You watch a fashion show, and what you see on the catwalk, by the time it kind of filters down to the high street, has been diluted.
Okay.
So I think you need these 3-star places that kind of push the boundary, push the envelope, show people what you can do and interesting flavors and combinations of textures and precision. And then by the time it goes kind of more mainstream, it's a little more accessible.
Crayfish style,
yeah. Some astonishing cooking. There is a post on my Instagram, rather than kind of detail 15 courses and specifics. Go and have a look at that. I think it's... wouldn't rush back because it's cost, location, the type of meal it is. Delighted to have done it. Really, really...
okay.
Interesting, lovely stuff. And then, we also fit the occasion. It fit the occasion. That's the thing. It's one of those. We'd been when it was a 1-star, about 2010, and it was the first tasting menu my wife Angela had really understood or enjoyed.
Okay.
So when we said, and we kept saying, we must go back. Then, landmark wedding anniversary. We're like, we could just book it. So we did. and yeah, proper event dining. I think it does raise the question, and we had the discussion several times while we were driving around bits of Lancashire. The Parker's Arms I would happily go to every month. It's wonderful and warm and simple and accessible and straightforward and pure and just great comfort food, but done really well and some really elevated elements to the dishes. Plus, she does a Lancashire cheese and potato churros as a snack, which were insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah, Stosey, we're convinced, is trying to kill us slowly with every visit. And we go, well, fuck it, we've got to die somehow. I think that, if I get to choose, I'm going to do it over dinner at Parker's Arms, frankly. Whereas, yeah, Longclune, place like, I say, delighted they exist. They absolutely deserve the recognition they get. They deserve the accolades. From a sheer enjoyment perspective, going to Parker's Arms for something that opens discussions and really kind of, I don't know, sort of prompts the thought processes, Longclune. So both places, fantastic at what they do. And then somewhere in the middle, we also went to a restaurant called Source at the Gilpin Hotel, just outside Windermere. Okay. They also maintained their single star this year. A terrific experience.
A real English constellation there.
Yeah, it was a little bit mad. So we're currently, okay, here we are, and dumplings and pizza. I should be really having a sit down and a salad. And a lot of water. But you know, it's been a very good week. There's a lot of really interesting food things out there. Lancashire seems to be punching above its weight at the moment, so bravo them. I think that kind of comes in. Yeah, but sauce really, really good. Very simple celebration of local ingredients. Again, great wine pairings, lovely team. And probably about, I don't know, half, maybe a third of the price of Longclune.
Okay.
So you pay your money, you take your choice. Everything was great.
Okay, so excellent.
I'm getting a bit down on some of the stuff. I'm not.
All right.
Everything was really good at the level they're gunning for. So, there we go. And what about you, mate?
Yeah, not quite that. But you're talking about maybe a restaurant you would consider for landmark occasion, restaurant you might try to visit for, once a month. Mm-hmm. There's a place I go to that's a good on an almost daily basis, depending on my work schedule, how early I get up in the morning. And that's a little bakery called the Clock Bakery. I think I've mentioned them on here before. On Lee Ridge Road, kind of straddling Layton and Waltham, so I think technically they might be Layton. They're open early, but with really nice sort of Eastern European pastries and baked goods. Might sound like a very simple thing, but a bag of like three of their like full-size pretzels with maybe some sesame seeds on them is wonderful. I say three because I don't usually have any money on me, so I have to use a card, and £3 is the minimum spend with a card. So I'll get one for the road and then have one for a snack and do whatever with a third one. But it's just so nice, you know? And there's something about a pretzel where it's like gummy in parts, fluffy in parts, and even kind of crisp, like a cracker in parts. And it's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
like,
a
very simple thing, but it's an amazing thing.
A good pretzel is a very, very good thing. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of bad things have been done in the name of pretzel.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's, when you find somewhere that...
Trying to keep
properly.
This one a family podcast.
Yeah, no, just kind of like mainstream snacky things or like shopping malls and stuff. Yeah, absolutely terrible things. No. And then you have somebody who knows what they're doing, a little German bakery or something, and they go, that's what it should be.
Such a treat. And I can tell, like, the person working at the counter is just pleased when she saw me coming back regularly, and when I didn't have enough money to just buy two, like, well, then I'll have three. And she's like, okay, yeah.
And they just put the price up for three. Yeah, exactly. He's going.
Yeah. Anyway,
£4.50.
So very, very nice place, the Clock Bakery, just off of Lee Bridge Road. Excellent. Very nice. Something that I do think sort of, as far as the art world goes, is up there with some of these fancy restaurants you're talking about, was having a chance to see contemporary artist Ai Weiwei in conversation with a journalist. He just put a new book out called On Censorship. And the journalist, ex-BBC guy, Stephen Secker, interviewed him at, the Central Hall in Westminster. Yep. Never been there before. Interesting location. But it was really great to see. One of my heroes in conversation. A bit confounding. I don't necessarily always agree with Ai Weiwei, but he's standing up and speaking with such bravery. I mean, long story short, if people don't know, he was basically under house arrest in China, in his tiny studio for years, beaten by the police there or whoever, whatever authority. For some reason, he was able to get out. Somehow he was able to get out. So I think kind of spends his time between Portugal and Germany now and Cambridge. I think his son goes to school in Cambridge. But just speaks out, not afraid. I don't think there's anything else he can be afraid of anymore. And still makes great art. And the book's a great read. I'm about halfway through it. I found books are hard now. It's a very small book. I was like, I can do that. And then after like a few pages, I'm like, I need a screen. But really great book. Really great talk to. Really great seeing him in conversation. I'm not sure Sakur was the best interviewer.
Okay.
Kind of pressing him on some points that didn't really matter, didn't really ask him about the book and the idea of censorship and the way that maybe the book wants to talk about it. I found a way to be obstinate in a very pleasant way and also just kind of bring things back. It almost felt like gaslighting, but just sort of like every time there's a question about China, he's like, yeah, but do you know what's happening right here or in America right now? And I think that's a very important discussion.
And also, I guess, if any person in the world has a right to be completely out of fucks to give,
it's kind of him. Yeah. So it was really refreshing.
But
great book. And I think I will try to go sometime later this year. I think maybe in March, maybe later. There's a Ai Weiwei show up in Manchester with some new work that I'm very keen about. And so, Ai Weiwei. Aside from that, you've been up to anything else when you're not seeing how many Michelin stars you can.
You did remind me when you mentioned bakeries. I did pop into London. Suddenly, every time I look at Instagram, there seems to be another little kind of Japanese or Chinese or Korean bakery opening. I did pop in at a friend's recommendation to Onsu on Dean Street, a little Korean bakery, and had their Wagyu beef curry donut thing, which is it's good. As you would expect.
What's the place called?
It's called Onsu. O-N-S-U. Possibly more successful was they also do a little black sesame donut thing as well, which is incredible. It looks really dense and is incredibly light. Beautifully, beautifully flavored. But yeah, I want to go back and try some more of their stuff. But yeah, very, very good.
So are you not doing the Michelin stars or eating strange donuts?
Eating else? Donut in each hand. One savory, one sweet.
Okay.
So, really good. But yeah, I went every week. Every time I look at social media, it seems to be yet another place.
Yeah.
And a friend who works in the restaurant industry had told me, sent me a photo of the Wagyu curry donut thing. And said, this is worth your time. And she was right.
Okay.
And under a fiver as well, which seems like a bit of a bargain for that kind of baking, like those kinds of ingredients and Soho at the moment. So, but yeah, other than that, the only thing, we're doing the sad, untimely passing of Catherine O'Hara. Sent us somewhat inevitably back to Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Over great the last week or two, then we're currently up to season 5. It's just a joy. Still a joy.
Yeah.
Always
a great show.
Aged really well. Still sweet, tender. Still making us cry. Still making us laugh.
Oh.
It's, long may that last on Netflix.
Okay.
Terrific. I think this is our third or fourth time watching it.
Okay.
It's a little nostalgia for lockdown.
It's a great show. I've seen it a great while. Show. Yeah, I was sad to see that Catherine O'Hara died, though.
She was very sad.
Very funny.
She certainly was.
All the way back to the SCTV days, I can remember she was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also very funny, and maybe some of the adjectives you use to describe Schitt's Creek you could use to describe The Muppet Show, which has just put out a new kind of special, but it feels like they're revving up for a series. Classic Muppet Show kind of episode, maybe a little longer. Executive producer, Seth Rogen. And he made an appearance on the show, and the special guest host was Sabrina Carpenter. She's cool. I like her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's got some nice songs, nice voice.
Yeah, I mean, I think she does it all quite tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
It's quite self-deprecating.
Yeah, yeah.
Very aware.
But it was very Muppets. Kermit's great. Miss Piggy's great. Fozzie, Rolf, they're over there. Maybe remember how much I love that show, and they haven't diluted it, and or it feels contemporary, but they haven't really updated it much. It's the formula and the same kind of slapstick, stupid pun, puppet humor. It's fantastic. Maybe realize how much I love the Muppets, so I made my partner sit and watch the Muppet movie with me afterward, which is possibly one of the greatest movies. I would put up there with Amadeus, which I was raving about maybe a couple of episodes ago. I think it's the same high caliber, and certainly, you know, stands the test of time. It's just as fun and great.
This is the
some of the celebrity appearances in it, you're like, who was that? Oh, yeah, they were famous in 1979, I think. Yeah. But just a great, great movie. Great show. Yeah. Hopefully this means Disney's going to do a new series of The Muppet Show, which if it maintains what was so nice about this recent special, that would be a real boon.
But every time they kind of reinvent the Muppets without ever reinventing them.
There was a movie that came out on Disney Plus a few years ago about the band Electric Mayhem.
Yeah,
and it was kind of like almost like Spinal Tap, of like mockumentary. That was pretty fun.
That was decent.
Yeah,
I think there was the Muppets Now as well. I think it was the Kermit had a sort of Miss Piggy had a chat show. I think that might also be lurking on Disney Plus.
Okay.
And it's kind of like behind the scenes, a little fly on the wall of them putting together this chat show.
Oh, yeah.
But again, very true to the characters, very true to the lovely nature of the Muppets. I when the of the two recent or more recent Muppet movies, when the second one came out, I got to interview Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Oh, no way.
And asked...
Like in person?
In person. It was a press conference, but I got a question in. I was writing for Saga's website at the time and was asking Miss Piggy how she's... As Saga is a title aimed at the older, the more mature person and someone who's been in the public spotlight for so many years, and I got given the Miss Piggy kind of hard stare, that kind of watch it buster look, which is possibly the highlight of my movie related career.
Well, you'll love the exchange between Sabrina Carpenter and Miss Piggy in this show. If you haven't seen it, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm gonna go straight home, and I'll say straight home. We'll see whether the overground is possibly meandering by buses. Possibly meandering by the bakery. I think I might have to go that way anyway on the bus. So yes,
nice.
So somewhere underneath, I think is. Well, there's a little cube of music.
There's a little bit of music in the background here.
But just above that, we've got a little E-Nub.
Yeah, The Year Was Strange.
The Year Was Strange.
And we're only, what, like 6 weeks in?
It's sadly prescient.
Yes. And if people want to see those pictures from these amazing restaurants you went to.
Down on Instagram at DineHard, as ever. What about yourself?
Okay. I'll just look us up at allconsumedpod.com. It's our website. We'll have show notes for this episode and every episode. And then at allconsumedpod on Instagram. I think that's a good place to stop.
I think it is.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
Cheers, man.